Hello. So we are going to be talking about marriage, family, and the individual. We'll talk about the individual a little bit as it relates to society. You know what we are talking about in this podcast is we're trying to talk about society, different issues in society. You know, economic issues, political issues, social cultural issues. You know, to try and see how we can put things in the proper perspective, you know, and marriage is a fundamental and important, one of the most important, in my opinion, the most important issue. Marriage, family, the individual, I consider it to be the most important issue when it comes to society, when discussing society. Every other thing emanates from that. You understand? So we are going to be talking briefly about that, and we are going to use this as a platform, springboard, to discuss some of the issues that are happening in society currently. So the purpose of this channel is to get us to start thinking and talking about these issues, to start discussing these things in the right context. You know, most of the time things happen in life, in society, and we just gloss over them. Things just happen, we don't pay attention to them. Well, these things that are happening are actually shaping our lives. And if we do not, if you are not intentional about any aspect of our life, you know, we leave it open for our enemies to exploit them and then use them against us, like they have been using with regards to this issue, family. You know, there's a crisis of the family is actually under serious attack, severe attack. In many Western societies, their family, the foundational principles that are undergirding the family structure, are all but are under intense attack. You know, many of them, they've lost many of those values, even from the most conservative sections of their society. They don't understand many of these fundamental values. And the reason is because at some point they went to sleep. You understand? They were supposed to guard these principles jealously. And when they see anybody coming after them, they attack those people. You know, but when you, like the Bible said, you know, when men slept, the enemies came and sowed weeds amongst the weeds. You understand? So we have to be intentional. We have to know what are these principles that are guarding, that are guarding our lives, that are shaping our lives every day, and they understand them and then guard them jealously against people. Because in Nigeria currently, you know, the family is under severe attack. You know, I like giving this this analogy. I say, you know, many of all these, you know, a fan that is moving, a ceiling fan that is moving at the highest speed, for those of us that, you know, nowadays, I don't know what they use now, ACs and stuff like that, you know, what has changed. But for those of us that understand ceiling fan, this ceiling fan analogy, you know, when your ceiling fan is at the highest, you know, some of them, 5 is the highest, some of them, 1 is the highest, when it's at the highest, and then you turn off the lights for a few seconds or 1 or 2 minutes, it will still be rolling. You know, at some point, immediately you turn it off, it will still be rolling at very, very high speed. You understand? If you have 2 fans, you turn off one and then you turn on one. At the beginning, the one that you turn on that has electricity, that has energy inside of it, that has a future as it were, you understand, will actually start out very slow, almost stationary, and then gently. While the one that is moving high at the top speed, when you turn it off, it does not have electricity again, it does not have a future again, you understand, but it will still be rolling faster than the other one. You get, so if they say you should choose which one of them to stick to, that's as you want to get, you are hot, you have 2 rooms. You get, I'm sure you're going to go to, if you are not a perceptive person, you go to the one that is spinning very fast. You understand? But a perceptive person will look at the switchboard, you understand, and see that one that is spinning very fast is already off, so there's no future there. If you go to that place, you're going to be very uncomfortable. And then it goes to the one that is spinning very slowly, and then sees that one is actually on. So that means if you want to get cold, you go to the room that has the other one. That means if you want to, that means if you want to be cool, that's based on that analogy now. If you want to be cool, you need to go to the one that has the where the power is on. You understand? So the same thing. If you look at these Western societies, you look at they are moving fine, they are going all stuff and everything. But this generation or the past few generations, they detached themselves from the principles, the fundamental principles that made their country what it is. You understand? And then but at this stage, at this point in time, they seem to be doing very well relative to us. It's only a perceptive person that will analyze their country and look at them, where they were coming from and look at where they are now, and see that the country is actually declining. You understand? So if you want to learn anything from them, I'm not against, you should learn. There's no point reinventing the wheel. You get it? So if you want to learn anything from them, this is not the generation to look up to. You understand? You go to the generation where they were still plugged to the power, and you learn from that generation. What were they doing? Not this generation. You understand? There is nothing to learn. You get it? And one of the principles that they abandoned, one of the institutions, systems that they abandoned, is the family. Look at almost all communities in their societies now. The family is almost gone. It's all but one, except one or two. The black community is almost gone. If you look at America, take America for example. You know, the black community. That's why sometimes this guy said something, you know, that's why they are very antagonistic. They are not, there's no cohesion in the black community. You get the reason why there's no cohesion in the black community is because the family unit is gone. You know, that's where the fundamental principles about life is taught to the children. You understand? Education is not from schools. Any society where the primary source of education is from the school, that society is not even going to survive that generation. The school is not, that's not where you teach children. You teach children fundamentally at home. You understand? The school is meant to equip them with certain skills that will help them fare well, relatively well in society. You understand? There are some people that were home taught, at least in the previous generations and everything, and they led a very successful life. You understand? But our society has become a little bit more complex. So you go to school to learn some of the basic principles. You understand? How to speak English, how to do mathematics and stuff like that and everything. So that you can actually have a good chance of having an easier life. You understand? In life. That's what school is meant for. But what will teach you the things that you actually used to live? You understand? Hard work. You know, respect. You know, empathy. You know, how to human skills, those are taught at home. You understand? And when you don't have that system in place, when that system is damaged, you see the people come out damaged. You understand? That's why you see that's what's happening to the black community, and now the white community is happening to them now. You get it? I think on the few, even the Hispanic community, all of them, they're just there like that. So if you want to learn any principles about building your society, it is not this generation. You go to history, go to the people that actually built America, the generation that built America, and learn the principles that they were learning. You understand? So now let me now go into the whole family and the place of family. You understand? We all know that the fundamental building block of every society is the family. You understand? The structure of the family is the way the family unit is structured determines how healthy the society is at a macro level. You know, when I was having an argument, a discussion, not really an argument because we're in agreement, we get on the issue about with a friend of mine about the place of religion in society. So we're talking and everything. Religion, we now realize that the types of religion that the society practices has a lot to do. You get it? Affects how the society turns out, the outcomes of that society. You understand? And you know, so we started discussing because we now realize that look, one of the reasons is because it is religion that teaches us. You know, a society is made up of individuals and the relationships between the individual. Fundamental, that's the definition of a society. Individuals and relationships. You understand? So the quality of the relationships between every individual, between a man and his wife, a man and his children, a man and his extended family, a man and his neighbor, a man and his everything, a man and his government, a man and his everything, a man and his past, a man and his future. You get it? It is religion that teaches all those things. You understand? And one of the things that religion teaches, so the quality of that of individual, the identity of the individual, and the quality of the relationship, that is what determines how the value, the how successful a society is. So when you see Nigeria as a society, you see America, you see Saudi Arabia, you see Russia, you see different countries, you get it. It is the individual, the understanding of the individual, and the quality of relationship, the average of a critical mass of people in that society. That's what determines the quality of, so, okay, this society is better than that society, this society is more liberal, this society is less liberal, and on like that. Do you get it? And what teaches those fundamental things is actually religion. Now, religion is very, very down. We're going to talk about religion fundamentally in this place. Probably going to be very heated, you understand, but I'm going to try as much as possible to tone it down a little bit because it's very, very important. You understand? So now let's just go back to the stuff. Now, what one of the fundamental thing that religion teaches is the individual and his relationship with his family, immediate family, that determines the quality of the family unit, which in turn determines how the society affects the society at large. You get it? So we have certain religions, and what determines how good the quality of a religious system is how close it is to the truth. Because there's an objective truth about humans, there's an objective truth about how we are supposed to relate with each other. And the closer a religious system is to discovering that truth, the better the quality of that religious system, and by extension, the better the quality of society that it produces. You understand? So yeah. So that's the way the family unit is defined by this religious system, you get it, goes a long way. Like I told you, in my own opinion, is one of the biggest determiners of the quality of the society for different reasons. And one of them I've actually talked about it. You understand? So now you get it. So we've seen the importance of family. Now, right now, when you go online, you go to social media, because the internet is the fundamental place. Okay, so now that's about that. You know, now when you go to the internet, you understand, because the internet in our generation, internet is the fundamental place where culture is shit and everything. When you go to the internet and then you listen to the discussions that we have about family, about relationships, you know, about marriage, you know, on like that, you realize that there's a problem. First of all, there seem to be a gender war. Men are fighting against women. Women are fighting against men. Everybody at their necks. You understand? Men are complaining that women are becoming too demanding. Women are saying that, oh, they don't have good quality men. You know, and on like that. So there's a lot of issues and stuff like that. You know, and when I saw it, it broke my heart, because this is the danger of this. You know, Jesus Christ said something. He said, a house that is divided against itself cannot stand. Now, if we at this stage of our life, I'm talking to Nigerians now, you know, because I cannot talk about the whole world. It's going to be very difficult to do because it's so different. So this is actually addressed to us Nigerians fundamentally. Of course, everybody can learn from it. Everybody can get from it. It doesn't matter. You get what? To create a context to make it easy for me to be able to see what I want to see. You get it? I have to create a cultural context for what I'm saying. You get it? Yeah, look at it and everything. I say, look, we are fighting the half of the population have been pitted against the half of the population. And then we are fighting. We are trying to see who is right. Stuff like I don't know the danger of that. You understand? Usually this the repercussions, the outcome, the blowback from these things usually takes time. You get it? And usually when time comes for payback, it is usually too late. You can't go back again. You understand? So we have to be very, very sensible. We have to be very, very perceptive. Analyze what is happening right now and see, are we on the right track? If you are not on the right track, go and retrace our steps. We don't destroy a fragile society. You bring to remembrance that analogy that I gave of the fan. You get it? America are having these issues right now, and it seems like their society is still going away. That is because there are a lot of fundamental, foundational structures that have been set by previous generations, by more sensible generation than this current generation. You get it? And that makes it look like everything is still going on fine. Everything is still, so they don't have any problem. You understand? So we can as well do what they are doing. You get it? Now, if a fan that is moving at the high top speed is still a fan that is moving at the top at the highest speed, if you turn it off, it's still going to be moving at that stuff. How it the speed will be reducing. You get it? And it might take like 1 minute, sometimes 2 minutes for some fans. You get it? But when the power is off, its future is predictable. It is going to it will go off. That's the future. Yes, and that's the same thing that's happened to many of all these Western societies. You get it? They might seem like everything is going on fine currently, but they are making some fundamental, some fatal mistakes. You understand? So we cannot copy them because their society seems to be moving fine. You understand? Their society, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? If you destroy some of the fundamentals of your society will collapse. You understand? America is not different from the Roman Empire. It's not different from Songhai Empire. It's not different from Mali Empire. It's not different from Egypt. It's not different from Greece. It's not different from the different dynasties of China. It's not different from the different kingdoms or empires, the Indian subcontinent. Look, societies will rise, societies will fall. If you abandon the principles that made you grow, that made your build upon which you built your society will collapse. You understand? And America, they have been playing with this thing. I really love the country, not fanatically, you know, like some people just love America and hate it. No, I love Nigeria much more than America, but I love America because of the contributions that they have made. You understand? They've made mistakes like every other country, but they have made some very important contributions to the world, and I love that society. I don't want it to, I put them in my prayer sometimes, I don't want them to collapse. But what they are doing will make their society collapse, so we cannot copy them. You can't be fighting, the men can't be fighting. Look at the black community. The black community was used as can be used as a case study to analyze. You understand? At some point, the women decided that they want to rise up against the men for whatever reason. I don't want to trade blames now, this is what happened. You get it? And then they rose up against their men, fought again, used the power of the state. The state lent the women their power to fight against their men. They destroyed their men after they won the fight and everything. What happened immediately after? They had the stuff. I mean, they were left. They became prey. You understand? To predators, they spread on their society. Now their society is just almost gone. It's just some people that are trying to bring it back together. First of all, by creating a reconciliation between men and women. You get it? Now we've seen that. We want to now repeat that in Nigeria. You see, men are beating against women. You see some feminists come out and say, look, let us get sense. You understand? Let us have common sense. If we don't have common sense, we're going to destroy this society before it even comes together. You understand? If we make the mistake that America is making currently, and America might still sustain this level of, at this level, let's assume they stop at this level. You understand? They might still survive in the next 100 years. But of course, it's growing. Their mistake is growing exponentially. So it's most likely going to be less if something does not happen drastically in that society. You understand? But we, if we get to the level of America, we are not going to last. This decade will not last us. Last us. That's even at this stage now, we are still in God's hand. We are still praying seriously. You get it? You are praying for God to help you. You want to have the miracle of the Jews, but you are doing the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. How do you expect to get the right stuff? You get what I'm trying to say? You understand? Okay, now let's start looking at them piece by piece. Take out some of the issues. Now, like I told you, we are just communicating. You get it? When I saw all these issues, I just like, okay. Now, this is my opinion right now. I just like, okay, let me go and do my research and stuff like that. Okay. Now, this is what I came up with. This is my opinion about many of these issues. I'm going to talk about them. Like I said, the purpose of this video, or all this video, this channel in general, is to get us to start talking, to start thinking about these issues and start debating it in the right context. So now this is kind of like me giving an opening argument. Come, let's reason, let's discuss, let's talk. Go to the comment section, whether in YouTube, with podcast, discuss. Then if I see your points, we'll trash out the issues. Let us come to an agreement, let us come to a consensus, let us reach for the truth. You understand? And stuff like that. So we don't fall into the errors of many societies. You get it? If we are going to build our society, if we are going to build a society called Nigeria, you understand? We have to be very, very intentional. Okay, let's look at this issue of marriage, because you know it all starts with marriage. You get it? So I see, women, they talk about, okay, this is what I want this, I want that. There's this concept that, you know, it's made popular by this Andrew Tate, I don't know which country it's from, whether it's from America or whether it's from Europe or something, you know, the high value men. Okay, and also this Kevin Samuel, God rest his soul, you know, high value men. So women, they say they want high value men, you know, six figures, six packs, and 6 feet. Okay, I think that's the stuff. So I don't know whether there's a 6'4 melanin, because it's tall, dark, and handsome. There's not rich to be understand. And you get so and stuff like that. And they may say, ah, no, how the average man is this and that and stuff like that. And so we just go on and on. Women are this, are impossible. Women, men are this, they are impossible. And we're just at our necks and stuff like that. Now this is what I think, this is my opinion. For everything in life, you get it. Because after I saw this thing, you know, at some point I got out of the whole relationship thing. I was really busy with something. And I wasn't making much money because the bulk of my work was research. So I didn't even dabble into relationships. You can't enter it if you want to be happy. If you want to start a relationship, you must have, as a man, you should have a good source of income. You understand? Not because of anything, but because it's going to be very stressful for you. You understand? To manage a relationship. Not wasteful spending. I don't believe in wasteful spending, but you get what I mean. Basic necessities and stuff like that. So I knew that I was not going to be able to do both of them because it was very difficult and obstructive. You know, I was like, let me go into the stuff and everything. So when I finished what I was doing, I said, okay, let me come back into the whole dating thing. Relationship thing, to get married and all that, all like that. You know, and I saw that, okay, I started paying attention to what's happening. And I saw that there's a lot of problems. I just saw this whole craziness all over the place. I decided to go back and try to understand, because when I have a problem about something that I'm interested in, I try to research. So I try to understand what the problem is, what could be how we can work around it. And this is my opinion. This is everything I'm going to say from now on. This is actually what I came up with. So you when I finish what I'm saying, you look at it and then you discuss it. Talk about it. Let's see. If you agree with me, fine. If you don't agree with me, let me see your reasons. You understand? First of all, with marriage and stuff like that, I'm just like, okay, everybody is this and stuff. Everybody has the standards. This one, inside, just like that. I'm just like, okay, what is the real, how do we manage this thing? Because if you make mistakes in marriage, like I said, if the foundation is destroyed, what will the righteous do? There's nothing you can do if you make a mistake at the level of marriage. So now let's start with the marriage. And let us look at the things that are happening now and discuss some of the aspects of it. Like I said, it's just going to be one of, just say something, you get it, take just a part of it, you understand, and then talk about that. There are so many other issues, and if we have the different other platforms that we can see, talk about them. Probably make short video about it if any particular one comes up, and probably on the short on the podcast, or probably on our blog, you know, any of our platforms. You know, one of the issues that I discovered is, okay, people talk about how the whole choosing the right person and stuff like that. You know, there's this debate, is money important, is money not important, and this and that and everything. So people are like, cool money. Almost everybody is like, you need money and stuff like that. Look, in a capitalist society, you need money to do things. Like I told you, one of the reasons why I decided not to was because I was not, what I was doing was not producing enough money to take care of other people. So when I talk, when I speak, you understand my foundation, my background. You understand? I understand. You get it? But money, like every other thing, has its place. When things are taken out of order, when you take things out of order, you have problems. See, okay, let's start with this way. Let's look at it this way. I said, look, whether you talk about anything, if you want to start talking about marriage, anything, you get it. About marriage, family, anything. You need to know who you are first. Why was marriage instituted? What is the purpose of marriage? What is the context that marriage was created? You know, at least, okay, we have the benefit of having that story in the Bible. Adam and Eve, right? That was the first marriage that was instituted. You know, okay, now I don't want to go into the whole debate, okay, historicity and stuff like that. We'll talk about that when it comes to religion. Like I said, religion is going to be a little heated, you understand? But we'll just take it like that. You get it? It is an important, the Bible is the important standard for marriage. You get it, and I'm going to explain that in this video. But the whole concept of video of Bible, religion, and all that, we'll discuss it in another video. But for that issue, marriage, I'm going to use the Bible as a standard. You understand? And I'm also going to draw conclusions from other aspects of society. The first time that marriage was discovered, the first thing that happened was that, okay, Adam was created and put into the garden. That was where he did his work. You understand? So while he was doing his work, God himself, not you, he was focused on his work. God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. And then God caused this deep sleep. God brought all the animals to him for him to see which one of them fit him, which one of them was a help comparable to him, which one of them could do the work that he was doing. of all the animals that was brought, the Bible says there was not found any, and he named all of them, and whatever name he gave to them, that was it. And that means if Adam had named a chimpanzee or a lion as his wife, but I believe that for God to have given him that, God knew that he had the competence to be able to decipher the right person for him. So God brought everybody to him. There was not found any amongst those people with animals that were brought to him. So God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. God took from his rib, formed the woman, and brought her to him. Please look at my word, my mama, and go to the Bible and go and confirm KJV, and brought her to him. And he saw her, and then he said, now, this is now flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, just like he named every other thing, because he was taken out of man. And nursing. This is the reason why a man will leave his mother, father, and everything, and then cleave to the woman, and the two will become one flesh. And then life continued. And then God gave them the fruitful multiply. Let's just look at that, the marriage process. You understand? The first thing that man was doing was not looking for woman, was working. Not just in the hard work. He was doing the work that God has asked him to do, because it's easier for you to pursue vision. Because vision, sometimes at the initial stage, they are not very lucrative, they don't produce a lot of money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And you focus on your vision first. So let's just look at you. So as a man, your first responsibility is not woman, it's not to look. Our society right now, this is what they tell our young men, that your ultimate accomplishment is to get the best woman. So you work, try to get as much money as possible, and try to have whatever persona they create for you, so that you can get, this is what women are looking for, this is what women want, guys want bad guys and this and that. So you get your money, pretend as if you don't care, and this and that and everything. And women, have you noticed this thing, that whenever you call a woman, when you are giving her attention, she doesn't she'll just be good, but when you now decide not to give her attention and stuff like that, you know, and then that's what men do. They just go out, go and look for money, try to get money, and then try to get a woman, and then what? Get the woman, okay, and then you sleep with her, marry her, don't marry her. Nowadays, you don't even have to marry for you to sleep with women. You sleep with her and stuff like that. And so, and then what? That's the end of the story. And usually, you get these things in your 20s, you know, maximum 30s. So, what's that? That's the end, right? The devil did not give you the full picture, right? That you are going to live up to 50 years. If you have money, maybe 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. What are you going to be doing during all those times? You spend all of your time quarreling with your wife, philosophizing how marriage is rubbish and this and that and everything. You fight with her, stuff like that. You understand? The devil will not give you the full picture. He will just give you something for you to just immediately, so he can take you away from God. And that most of us will fall into prey. We fall prey to this deception. You understand? Look, I need to tell people, as a young man, this is what I came up with. This is my opinion. You understand? As a young man, your primary responsibility is to first of all focus on God and on the earth. Let me explain. Focus on God, we know that one. You get it. Discover yourself. It is from God that you will discover yourself. God, look, you might be a Christian, you might not be a Christian, you might be a religion, it doesn't matter. If you ask for your purpose, I can assure you God will answer you. And it is only from God that you will determine your purpose. That is the focus on God part. To determine who you are, the truth about yourself. You understand? The second one, I said focus on the earth. Focus on your particular, the portion of the earth that God has given. Because when God is giving you your purpose, the truth about yourself, he will give you your purpose. What exactly are you meant to do? I'm not saying that you go immediately and start doing it. You get it? But you need to know who you are. You need to know where you are going to. That is what you are going to do for the rest of your life. That is what people are going to know you. That is the best thing about you, your vision. As a man, as a young man, that is your primary responsibility. Discover who you are. and discover your purpose in life. That's when you know God and then focus on God at the end. That is should be your only focus throughout your life, not women. You get what I'm trying to say? That is the another aspect where they will now say, okay, bad boys, they don't take care of women, they don't ignore women, and this is where it came from. This is a perversion of this particular thing. As a man, your desire is not supposed to be to a woman, it's supposed to be to God and to your vision, your passion. You get what I'm trying to say? It is when women see this is what attracts women to you as a man. When you are focused on your vision. You get what I'm trying to say? So, but these people, they don't say bad boys, they don't focus on women, they ignore. No. That's not it. Women don't, nobody is, no sane person likes people treating them as trash. But when there's not, when there are no men, when the bulk of men, most of us, we are not focused on the right things. This is the closest that women have. Bad boys, useless men. They don't say all men are stuff because they rate them more than you. You understand? Those ones, they don't have any focus. They are focused when they are not focusing on the woman, they are focusing on other women. You understand what I'm trying to say? So when you are focused on your vision, when you approach a woman, and she knows that's indeed you get it. When you approach a woman, your attention to her is valid because your attention is being given to something useful. You get it. And now let me put it this way. This is how the whole marriage thing is supposed to play out. You get it? For a woman, you get it? The person you are supposed to marry, now I've talked about the man. Let's talk about the woman. And then I'll talk about how everything is supposed to play out. I don't know if I'm going to be able to cover it very well. I'm just going to say it as it's, I'm just going to say it in the simplest possible way I can say it. You understand? For women, money should not be the primary consideration. If money is the consideration for who to marry, 95% we are going to make a mistake. A terrible mistake. You understand? Because this is how this money issue is. If you get a focused guy, a guy that is focused on what he is doing, it does not matter how much you are making right now. Give him 5 years, give him 10 years. He's going to earn much more than you. That's your dream, that dream life. He's going to earn enough money to be able to give to you. So far, he is focused on one thing. He's focused on his vision or whatever. Vision, career, whatever. Now I say vision, it can be career. And I'm going to put all those things in perspective. When you're talking about understanding your life, the truth about your life, we are going to talk about career and vision and stuff like that. But let's just put all of them together. You understand? Because even if you are doing career, at least you are doing something useful for society, right? Okay, you understand? If you get somebody, a man that is focused, so if money is the primary criteria, you get it. That useless guy that you are pursuing that has money right now, that you know is a terrible person, and that guy that you know has the right values, you understand, but does not have much money, but is focused right now. Both of them, they will have the same amount of money. That money that you are looking for, it will be the same. If, and that guy of vision will be on his way up, that useless guy will be on his way down. Because you can, talent can give you money, it's character that will sustain it. That's number one. Then number two, you get it. If you marry somebody who actually loves you, and he has the right values, I'm always putting the right values, you get it. Eh? Now, when he makes the money, that money is your together, is both of you. You both of you own it. You understand? But if you marry a useless guy, how are you sure? How what percentage of that money is? Let me give you this analogy. Let's assume somebody is earning 500,000, a good guy 100,000, bad guy 500,000. Even at in the present right now, that 500,000 in his own mind. Do you know whether out of that 500,000, just 50,000 that is yours? That he has budgeted for. The rest is for flexing, for this, for that, and everything. It's not yours. They can give you a car, but that car is going to be in his name. Or when you are leaving, he's going to take it from you. The house you are living in, is it yours? Now, $500,000, $50,000 is yours. And somebody that has $100,000, just take the $100,000 and say, please, take care of me and everything. It is yours. Which one of them? Which, you might not be living in Banana Island right now. You might be living in Yaba. You understand what I'm trying to say? But you have more money in your hand. than when you were living in, when you are living in Banana. That is even present considerations and stuff like that. So you have to look at all those things. The graph of a man and a woman is different. A woman at the early stage of stages of your life, 18, 25, 26, 27, 28, plus or minus, depending on the woman, up to 30. Some women, very few women up to 30, very few women up to 30. You are at the peak of your value. When I mean value, I'm not talking about how much you are earning. Even put the money that you are earning, put everything together. You are the peak of your value, you are the one choosing. Men are usually late starters, they start late. But they are going to remain on top the longest. You get what I'm trying to say? Because they need to learn the things that they need to become useful in society, and it takes a lot of time. You understand? So, at when the man's graph is up, when your graph is up at 18, 19, 20, the man, your peers, they are not even, they are not known, their graph is still at the bottom. They are still trying to figure themselves out. You get it? Now, at that stage, now, if you now want to look for marry, like people say, you marry ahead of you. You are, women are supposed to marry ahead, above them. But it is wrong. The criteria is wrong. The devil is giving the principle, because devil only gives half truth. He does not give outright lies like that. Like he told Adam and Eve, like when he was deceiving him. He won't give you, he will tell you, look, he will give you half truth. That is what makes it more dangerous. You are supposed to marry above you. You get it? But what you are using to categorize it is wrong. It's not money. It's not material possessions. You get what I'm trying to say? Because material possessions, that's the wrong criteria. This is what it means to marry somebody above you. Marry some... When, like I told men, know yourself. Discover who you are. Women also, you need to know yourself. What is that thing that... What is your passion in life? You don't need to figure it out. That is the difference between you and that is why you get to your peak much faster than a man. A man has to figure it out. You can figure out the question, but the man has to figure out the answer. That is the requirement of man in society. It's not easy to be a man. A woman can live a fulfilled life with understanding the question. And I'll tell you the reason why. But a man, for you to be a full man, you must have the answer to the question. You get what I'm trying to say? So, when you say marry somebody above, you have to marry, it is the vision. Vision is supposed to be what the criteria, your passion. That is what should be the criteria for choosing somebody above you. This is the general stuff. Marry somebody in whose vision your passion is fulfilled. That is the higher. When you say higher, so you cannot even marry a man until you understand the content of his heart. What is his vision? What is the thing that is driving him? You cannot even choose a man until you know that. It is not money. Money, everybody will get. Any focused human being on this earth, money is the easiest thing to get. People will know. Everybody will get this money. You understand what I'm trying to say? So if you now go and marry a devil that you want to live for the next 35, 45 years with, you understand what I'm trying to say? That that's just because of money. And if you are giving this sensible person just 5 years with your own help, because you don't, when you are looking at the man's future, you have to put your own, because now, let me even finish this passion thing. You understand? I'm sure I'm going to answer this question. You get it? First of all, your primary responsibility as a woman is to know God and know who you are. God will tell you who you are. He will define who you are. You will understand, refine your passion. There must be something in this world that is ticking, that whenever you see is always getting you angry. That is your passion. That is the compass for your life, to give direction to your life. That dissatisfaction that you have with anything in this world, anything whatsoever. It can be anything. It can be religion. It can be society. It can be schools. The way schools are, the educational system. It can be anything. Anything outside of you. You understand? It can be anything. That thing that is pinching you, you must discover that thing. That is the compass for your life. That is what is going to help you make the right decisions in life. You understand? After you discover your passion, then you will not determine the person you will get married to. You get it? You follow, you understand, is the person in whom, the person must have the same vision, passion as you. That's number one. And then the person must be on his way to getting the question, because there's this thing. You know, I used to talk, there's this problem that people usually have. They say, women, when they have problems with them, they say, the men, you're always trying to solve the problem. You get it? Why women? They say, I just need you to understand. I need you to understand. And stuff like that. You get it? You see that issue, that major issue. You get it? Whenever there's a problem, the man is always trying to solve the problem. The woman is like, just hear me out first. That is a very, it's not a bad thing. It's just out of context, out of context. That is the key. That is the fundamental principle to having a successful marriage. Why? Because a woman, when she sees a problem, she tries to understand the problem. Let me just understand the problem. And so once you put that problem, the question inside your heart will start manipulate that. You will start massaging the question. You start giving dimensions of that question, of that problem, that people don't understand. But the man just keeps going straight to the solution. He starts interacting with the solution. You understand what I'm trying to say? So now, that is not going to give you the answer. But the man, the way his mind is structured, he's trying to look. So where he's going, what he's going to put in his heart is the solution. So even the dimensions of the question that you have, the man has not even thought of, you will start giving it to him, perspective. Why he keeps solving the problem. That is what is going to make him keep you forever till he dies. That is your hold. When your value now goes down, physical attraction, blah blah blah, and everything, when it starts any more than you, and then you are not, because when a man is 40 years, he can get married to a 20-year-old girl. You understand? When he's 20-year-old, you cannot compete with the 20-year-old. By that time you're in your 30s, right? Or your 40s. But when you have the dimensions of the question that he can never even imagine, that man will stick to you. A bad man, that when I mean a bad man, somebody that is not godly, that is a player, let's say a player, that you have given him that value, even if he cheats on you, he will be begging you. He want to die. If you tell him that if you cheat on me, I will. He will go to pillar, from pillar to post to go and look for, because that is, the man knows that he cannot fulfill his destiny without you. You have what he needs. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know if this thing is too complex. If I'm simplified it enough or stuff like that. You get it, but that is it. When you say marry people ahead, it's not money. A focused man cannot spend more than 5 years, 10 years maximum. And if you have like, how many years are you going to live? If you get married in your 20s, you have many more years. Like, take 10 out of it. Then start making the money in your 30s. You have 40s, you have 50s, you have 60s. Don't start enjoying the money. Sure, that is what should go. Is a marry ahead. It is based on that. And men, your primary responsibility is not to look for women. Look, when you are on the right path, you will get the right women. They are the ones that will love you. They are the ones that will love you, they are the ones that will protect you. Because when the woman is not in the family, you understand? And she knows that you are the one that is going to solve all the questions that she has. You get it? You know those ones that we all, she knows that it is you, your vision that we saw. The woman will submit to you in all things. The woman she will love you. Like, you know, that love, all with all her heart. And you know when women love, they are usually very, very loyal. That's the truth. You understand? Nothing will happen to your children. You'll be well fed. The family, the house will be peaceful for you, because she needs you focused on your vision. Because she knows that if you are successful, you will answer the question in her heart. You will solve her problem. You know, women are very territorial. In a sense, it's a selfish, self-centered. Anything that they do, just to their heart, and everything. If your life is now a part of that, their own, they will protect you with all their stuff. That is how you get it. Money is just a part. I'm an economist. Money is a medium of exchange. It's not what you use to determine who to marry. Man, know yourself. Woman, know yourself. That should be the basis for marriage. You can start dating a guy when a guy is still trying to get the answers to the business stuff and everything. But I usually advise, as a man, you get a minimum source of income that is stable. before you marry. Marrying is different. When a woman leaves her father's house or whatever she is and starts living with you, so you don't have problems. But make sure your focus is on God and on your vision. You get it? That is what makes you useful in society. It is not your job for man and woman. Your job does not make you useful in society. It is your vision that makes you useful in society. Look at the people. How many people lived during the time of Paul? How many of them are we quoting now? How many people lived during the time of Mahatma Gandhi? How many people lived during the time? It is your vision that make people know you. You understand that anybody can rise to that occasion. You understand what I'm trying to say? So the first responsibility is know yourself. You get it? There are many other issues. There are many other things we are going to discuss them. You understand? I hope we have time, but I will discuss them. You get it? Well, look at the gender roles. You get it? What are you supposed to be doing in the marriage? We'll talk about all those. This is what I think. This is my opinion about this issue. Yes, let me know. Let's have a discussion. Let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. Thank you.